I have always been a fan of canine substitution for the treatment of missing maxillary lateral incisors, but I present this option to the family as an aesthetic compromise compared to implant replacement. I may be changing the way I approach these cases after reading the article by Rosa and Zacherson in the September 2007 JCO. This is a follow-up to a 2001 article and is called Integrating Space Closure and Aesthetic Dentistry in Patients with Missing Maxillary Lateral Incisors, Further Improvements. This is a very practical, straightforward description of specific steps that can be taken to maximize the aesthetic results of canine substitution treatment. I'm going to highlight a few of the important points, but you need to see the photographs to understand the quality of the results. When planning treatment for canine substitution, the following orthodontic movements must be part of the plan. First, the canine must be extruded to bring the gingival margin to the proper level. In addition, the root must have lingual root torque added to mimic the position of the lateral incisor root. The opposite must be done to the premolar that will serve as the canine. The tooth must be intruded to raise the gingival margin to the proper level, and the root moved labially to create an eminence. As these movements are being made, the canine can be shortened and narrowed by grinding. At the end of orthodontic treatment, the first premolar will not be in occlusion. Following orthodontic positioning, aesthetic dentistry is required. The premolar must be lengthened and widened to provide aesthetics and function as a canine. The canine in the lateral position must be restored to provide proper crown shape. Although this restoration can be done with composite resin buildup, after observing many cases over an extended time, the authors recommend the use of ultra-thin porcelain veneers. This is because they have found more maintenance than expected to keep things looking good with the resin buildups. The other significant new recommendation is to consider widening and lengthening the central incisors with veneers. This is because the canines, now laterals, are wider, and the aesthetic proportion of tooth widths is often better if the central incisors are widened and lengthened as well. The two case reports that are shown demonstrate excellent aesthetic results and are certainly the equal of any implant-restored case. The authors emphasize that substitution treatment is preferred since it can be completed before the completion of growth, and since it promotes long-term aesthetics by having a natural dentition that ages together. You really must see the photographs to appreciate the results that have been obtained. One of the cases is a Class 3 tendency patient with generalized maxillary spacing, a no-brainer open the space for the lateral replacements case. Yet the authors closed all the space using canine substitution, and it looks great. As I said, this makes me rethink how I will handle missing incisor cases. You can find more information, and most importantly, those photographs of the case reports, in the September 2007 issue of the Journal of Clinical Orthodontics.